بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I am in actually on the outskirts of Yala National Park in Sri Lanka. There is from where I'm sitting, there's water in the distance. The water in the monsoon, the rainy season comes right up to this place. But right now the foreground is dry. It's quite hot. But there is a sunbird which is singing its heart out on the tree outside. I'm seeing pomegranate trees and neem trees. Very nice cool shade. But if you go in the sun, you burn. Tomorrow morning, we go into the park and inshallah, we'll be staying in one of the park bungalows right in the middle of the park on the bank of a river. What I want to share with you is a very interesting executive coaching conversation that I had with a very dear friend of mine from Boston. And I took his permission. The conversation was so interesting that I said, I must take your permission to share it as a Fajr reminder, because there are lots of people like him out there in the world, and hopefully they will benefit. And with his permission, I'm sharing this with you. He called me this morning. He fixed an appointment a few days ago, and he called me this morning. And he said that I am in a strange situation, which is that he works for one of the big five. And he's a very successful manager there. But he says that I feel that there's no excitement in the work. I am really not doing what I want to do. When I joined the company, my goal was that I should be the managing director one day. And I think that if I stay in here long enough, I will. I have no doubt about that, but the thought doesn't excite me anymore. I'm not particularly interested in being the managing director of this company. And so what must I do? So I said, who is the managing director now? So he said, well, we had one, he died recently, so somebody else is in place for him. I said, who's that somebody else? He said, well, I'm trying to think of the name. I said, who was the managing director before this guy? He said, yeah, I'm trying to think of the name. So I said, you know, if you become managing director and then after you retire or expire, and if I ask somebody like you at that time the name of the managing director, they will say the same thing. So that's so much for the goal of being the managing director of this company. So he said, yes, I know that. I also sense that. So what must I do? So I said, what do you want to do? What is your life goal? Do you have a life goal? He said, yes. I said, what is it? He said, I want to write books which are exciting and inspiring for people, write stories basically. And I want to set up companies which are ethical and profitable. So I said, what you must do is to write books which are inspiring stories and set up companies which are ethical and profitable. It's as simple as that. So he said, you know, I thought I'll work for this in this big five, one of the big five companies. Job wise, career wise, on the CV it looks brilliant. So my plan was I'd work for this company for a number of years, and I would save up money and so forth, and you know, invest it and take care of my retirement, and maybe build a house or buy a house, and then I would do this, write my books and set up companies. So I said to him, I said, that is like talking to a guy who's walking to the South Pole, and you ask him, where are you going? He says, I'm going to the South Pole. So you ask him, really? I mean, is that where you want to go? He says, no, I don't want to go to South Pole. I'm just going there because somebody's paying me to go there. And with that money, I then want to set up a retirement plan and so on and buy a house. And then I want to go actually to the North Pole. So I'm walking south in order to go to the North Pole. Now, it's as insane as that. But you'll be surprised, and maybe you are one of them, the number of people who believe that the best way of achieving their life goal is to do something for the majority of their lives, which they neither enjoy, nor is it exciting, nor does it take them closer to the life goal. But they do it in order that they make enough money to one day be able to achieve their life goal. And that's exactly like walking to the South Pole because you want to go to the North Pole. It's as insane as that. And I'm telling you this from personal experience because this is what I did. I mean, I didn't do this without knowing. I did it to some extent deliberately initially. But then after a while, I felt that this was the rut that I had fallen into. And then I did what I advised my friend this morning. And I said to him that, let me tell you what you must do right now after this conversation. And he said, what's that? I said, write your resignation letter. So he sounded a bit shocked. I would have loved to see his face. Maybe next time we should do a FaceTime for this because I think the entertainment value of seeing the faces not to be understated. So he sounded shocked. So I said, why are you shocked? He said, you know, I thought we're saving up money to buy a house. I said, that's the worst idea in the world because buying a house to live in is the worst way of using funds. If you have enough money to buy a house, then actually put the money in an investment which yields results. So the money works for you instead of you working for the money. And live in a rented house and then write off the rent against your income tax. So effectively, you are living for free. And then you have two amazing assets which are the purpose of making money. One is liquidity and the other one is freedom. You have both of them. Your money is liquid because you've invested it and you can take it off anytime you want. In any case, it's earning you, it's earning for you, which your house that you live in does not do. And second thing is that you are mobile, you're free. Anytime you want to move from wherever you are living to somewhere else, you just get up and walk. Whereas if you had built your house or if you owned that house, then you couldn't just get up and walk. You would have to, you know, find someone to rent that house to or sell the house, and then you have to find a client for it and so on and so on. So acquiring property to live in is about the worst use of property. And if you don't believe me, read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So now the point is that why do we do this? We do this, I'm talking from the Islamic perspective. We do this because we lack faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do not understand the meaning of tawakkul. Tawakkul is to do your best to achieve your life goal and leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas we want to play God. We want to save up for our retirement plan. Now, I said to my friend, I said, I agree, it's a great idea to save up for your retirement plan. But you must first decide what is the meaning of retirement. In my book, retirement is when what happens to you after your Salatul Janazah is prayed. That is your retirement day. Your see-off party is your Salatul Janazah. After that, your retirement starts. So, prepare for that retirement. It's like the question that Al-Walid bin Abdul Malik asked the Tabi'i scholar who was in Makkah. Al-Walid came for Umrah. And he asked if any of the Tabi'un were alive, and they took him to this person. And he asked him, he said, why am I afraid of death? So this Wali Allah, inshallah, said to him, you are afraid of death because your palace is here. Your palace is in this world, is in Damascus. Your palace is not in the Akhirah. And that's why you're afraid to go there, because you've done nothing, you've made no investment, you've made no retirement plan. And so you are afraid, what will happen to me after I retire? Now that is the issue. The issue is, should you make a retirement plan? Of course, but first define retirement. And retirement, as I said, is what happens to you after you die. Now, so the two issues. One is saving up for a house, as I told you. Use that money, invest it instead of saving up for a house and let the money work for you. And the second thing is retirement plan is after you for your akhirah. So, make sure that your connection with Allah is good. Now, as far as tawakkul is concerned, when you are doing working for your own to please your heart and to do something which is good, to chase your dream, my only qualifying factor is that what you want to do must be ethical and moral. As long as it's ethical and moral, that's fine. You can do whatever you like. And I remember the first year of when I took the decision in 1994. The first year, there were days when 2 days before we had to pay the house rent, there was not enough money in the bank to pay the house rent. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never left us high and dry. The money always came in time. We never defaulted on rental payment. And meanwhile, in those days, I used to work 22, 23, 25 days in the month. And I would be traveling. There have been occasions in that first 2 years when I actually traveled for those number of days, 20 days plus in the month. And my wife was living alone in our apartment in Bangalore. But that was the most exciting part of my life. Alhamdulillah, my life continues to be exciting. But I'm saying that part I remember very nostalgically, because it was fantastically exciting. I mean, there's this excitement of pitching for business, of winning those pitches. And I did a survey of my success rate at selling, and my success rate came to 99.5%. So I was very happy. I mean, I lost one or two things, but I learned a great deal from that. One of them I didn't lose, but I chose to lose it because the organization that asked me to work for them was highly unethical. So I decided I'm not going to work for them, and I walked away from that business. So in my survey, that of course came across as business lost, but to me it wasn't really lost. It was something that I had chosen to do. So the point I want to make is that this is what brings tawakkul. It's only when you have no resources except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there will be kaifiyat in your dua. That's when the tears will come and when Allah will accept the dua. There is a story told about Hajjaj bin Yusuf, that he was making tawaf of the Kaaba, and there was a man holding on to the kiswa of the Kaaba, and he was making dua, "Oh Allah, give back my sight. Oh Allah, give me sight. Oh Allah, I've lost my eyesight. Oh Allah, give me sight." So Hajjaj bin Yusuf said to him, "What happened to you?" He said, "Well, I used to be able to see, but something happened to me and I lost my eyesight, and I'm making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give back my eyesight." So Hajjaj bin Yusuf called somebody, and he called a soldier, "Stand behind this man. By tomorrow morning, if he doesn't get his eyesight back, chop his head off." And he walked away. And then, of course, the mezban realized that this is Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, and this soldier with a naked sword who's standing behind him, it means business. This is not a joke. So now, when he is making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his whole nature of dua changed. And by morning, he had his eyesight. So the point I'm making is that when you take risk, when you rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, truly, not relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with $1 million in the bank. Relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a string and a hope, and a prayer and a hope. That is the meaning of tawakkul. And you do that only when you recognize the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are doing something which you know will please Him, inshallah, and you ask for His help. Now, that is the advice that I gave my friend. And this is what I did myself. And I therefore also advise you, my brothers and sisters, don't waste your time doing stuff that you really don't want to do. As I keep quoting Steve Jobs, the man said, "The best thing about knowing that I'm going to die is that I stand in front of the mirror every morning when I'm going to work or whatever I'm intending to do, and ask myself that if I die today, if today is the last day of my life, would I still want to go and do this thing?" So, for example, I'm going to work wherever I'm going, or I'm going, whatever I'm planning to do for the day, I stand in front of the mirror and ask myself that if today was the last day of my life, would I still want to do this thing? And if the answer is no, then I don't do that thing. I just change. I will do what I would really like to do if today was my last day. And that is how I live my life, that I would want to do only what makes sense to me, what is meaningful to me, what excites me, what gives meaning to my life, what creates positive results in the world around me. That is the way to live, not walking south when you want to go to the North Pole. Because believe me, by the time you are finished with this lousy job that is debilitating and so on and so forth, by the time you finish with all of that, your body will be gone, your hopes will be gone, your heart will be gone, your courage will be gone. And then at that time you want to achieve this great goal, you are starting from scratch. And you are 20 years older, your body is 20 years older, your heart is 20 years older, and so on and so forth. Believe me, you are not going to achieve anything. You want to achieve something, start now. Don't wait and don't waste your time doing stuff that you really don't want to do. It's a very stupid way to live, to spend all your life doing stuff that you really don't want to do, which means that you can't even do be good at it, because no one can excel at something that they don't even like. And then you have this hope that one day I'm going to be in a position where I will actually be able to do what I like. That is absolute nonsense. So stop living like that. Make the niyyah of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pick a life goal that is worthy, that is not unethical, that is not immoral. Pick a life goal which is worthy, which is geared to spread goodness all around you, and do that only. A life goal is something that you spend all your time on. It's not something you do on a weekend. What you do on a weekend is a hobby. It's not a life goal. So I'm talking about life goals. Do what makes sense and do something in which you feel it is worthwhile to put all your energy and all your time. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire your hearts, to fill them with courage, and to enable you to do things which will spread goodness all around the world. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ